Exclusive Angel Mom Mendoza, Slap in Our Face to Call Illegal Immigration Manufactured Crisis. By John Binder on January 10, 2019. Angel Mom Marianne Mendoza says the establishment media and Democrats claim that illegal immigration is a manufactured crisis are kicking the graves of Americans who have been murdered by illegal aliens. Angel Mom Mendoza's son, 32-year-old police officer Brandon Mendoza, was killed by a drunk illegal alien who was driving the wrong way down a highway in Mesa, Arizona. During an exclusive interview with SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Daily, Mendoza said the claim that illegal immigration in the southern border is a manufactured crisis, first used by Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, and Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, is a slap in the face to angel families, those who have lost loved ones to illegal immigration. Mendoza said, "You cannot deport an illegal alien criminal across the border and not think that they're going to come back when all they've been given is a slap on the hand and they've been given everything for free while they live here. And politicians that they know, back them up and are fighting for them. They're not fighting for Americans. They're fighting for the illegal criminals and for people to come here without following our immigration laws. That's why I really feel that this is such a treasonous act that politicians are committing against our fellow Americans." Emphasis added. To listen to Morning Joe yesterday, say how stupid are these Americans who believe, Trump? How stupid are you, Joe? And how stupid is everyone on CNN who actually has any of their guests or anybody who actually has the audacity to say this is a manufactured crisis? You will never know how hurtful that is to every one of us angel families who have been fighting this. It's basically a slap in our face and a kick to our loved ones' graves. A manufactured crisis, it's unbelievable they can even come up with these words. Emphasis added. Listen to Mendoza's full interview here. Mendoza said she is concerned that Americans who support national sovereignty and controlled immigration are being outfought by open borders advocates. "I feel like the one world government, open borders people are pushing much harder than Americans who want to keep our country sovereign because the people who want to keep our country sovereign don't feel what I'm feeling. That's very sad to me," Mendoza said. Currently, the federal government has remained partially shut down as House Democrats block any funding for physical barriers at the U.S.-Mexico border. A handful of Senate Republicans, meanwhile, have crafted a plan to give amnesty to illegal aliens. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.